bitches. I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of blog turned podcast, The Bitch Bible. Today, I am joined by someone whose Instagram makes me feel like an engorged, lazy, uncurated fuckhead. Please welcome the lady and boss bitch from The Skinny Confidential, Miss Lauren Evert.
Hi.
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 Thank you for coming on my podcast. I was on your podcast not too long ago.
So fun. We'll have to do it again without Susan.
Without Susan. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Susan. Susan is your fiance.
Susan's my fiance. Panicky Susan is his name.
His real name is Michael. Yeah, she's not a lesbian. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but just to clarify.
That's debatable.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I asked Andrew if me and him could go as Ellen and Portia for Halloween because I swear to God, his hair sometimes in the morning kind of gives me like Ellen DeGeneres vibes, and it's the same exact color, and he kind of dresses like Ellen DeGeneres sometimes.
I know. I saw his shoes. You told me all about his shoes, so I feel like that's very Ellen vibe.
It's very Ellen vibe. Yeah, he's really into his shoes right now. He likes a skinny jean.
Sounds like Michael. Michael's hair, when it's not slicked back, you should see it. It's very Portia Ellen-y.
Really? Does he spend a lot of time on his hair?
A half an hour, he would say 20 minutes. It's definitely triple as long as me.
What does he do exactly? Is there a straightening iron involved?
There's a whole process. We have Old Blue. Old Blue is actually the name for his brush. One time I lost Old Blue.
He has a name for his fucking hairbrush?
Old Blue.
Do you ever hide it just for fun?
I've done it like 20 times. Freaks out. Meltdown.
Really? Yeah. He like lays on the floor kicking, crying?
Crying, panicking, freaking out.
Oh my! You know, Dr. Laura would have a field day because like me and you both make fun of our significant others, but they love us for it.
I feel like they like it.
I think they like it too. Like, Andrew thinks it's hilarious.
He does. I see him on your Snapchat, and he's like kind of loving it in a sick way.
In a sick way. My favorite thing to do right now, it's a new thing, is when he's driving, I either just scream the entirety of the car ride. Like, I literally would just be like, ah! Like, the whole time. Or I sing really loud, like completely off pitch, which is like semi-intentional, but also not intentional.
You taught me the Gone Girl thing. Oh, I actually learned that.
Have you tried it?
I do it all the time because of you.
It's great, right?
Yes. She plays the Gone Girl song for Andrew.
Everyone, get on your iTunes music library, find the Gone Girl score. It's called Sugar Storm. Okay. It's literally called Sugar Storm. It's just like a weird instrumental, creepy thing.
Do it while they're in the shower.
Do it while they're in the shower.
Yes.
Just play, like, sneak in a speaker, play it, freak them out, turn the lights down low, and then you ask for whatever the fuck you want, and you will get it.
Whatever you want. It works really well. I've tried it like 10 times.
I know, it freaks them out a little bit.
100%.
How excited are you for Girl on the Train?
I haven't read that book.
I'm not reading the book. Are you kidding me? I've just seen the movie.
But why is the movie having such hype? Is it that good?
It's supposed to be like Gone Girl 2.0.
Okay, good. I'm going to watch it in a dark room with Michael, like in the middle of Seattle when we're like mid-flight and we need like a place to stop or something.
Totally. Make sure it's very, very dark and just clutch his arm the whole time.
Hide his hairbrush.
Exactly. Hide his hairbrush. And then just in random scenes of the movie, just make dead eye contact with him. So when he just looks over, you're just staring at him.
I can't wait. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think fear is a really strong foundation for like a long-term relationship.
100%. And then they don't cheat. You know what I
Never.
Mean? Like,
yeah.
I straight up said when Michael and I started dating again for the second time, I said, you know what? I'm psycho. Don't fuck with a psycho.
Right, exactly.
And he hasn't gone there. So I feel like it's a fear is great.
It's so great. And especially when they believe you. Like, Andrew fucking believes me. I say this to him all the time. As much as, like, the idea of us spending our lives together makes me so happy, there is a part of me that feels like I have this untapped resource of just ruining somebody's life from a distance while keeping a cool composure. So, like, I would love to just be given the opportunity to just ruin his life if he fucked with me. Because I love him so much that if he ever did anything, I would find great solace in just, like, going to an unremote location. I would drop off the face of the planet, move to, like, San Francisco.
You've laid this out.
Oh, my God, I know exactly what I would do. I would just slowly ruin his life from a distance, and it would never be able to be traced back to me. I'm capable of doing that to somebody.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, I tell him this all the time. He goes, you're really weird. I'm like, no. Like, just so you know, like, I would find joy in such activity.
Andrew, don't cheat.
He would never. He's so terrified.
You know
what?
Have you ever seen the movie Swim Fan?
Oh my God, I just watched it the other day.
Me and Mimi call girls that are like psycho like us swim fanny.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you're really swim fanny. I feel like you need to watch that with Andrew while playing the Gone Girl song again.
But have you ever had an experience where you've gotten to like fully swim fan somebody?
You know, I've had a swim fan. It was a guy, which was super creepy.
Me too.
Yeah. So that's the only swim fan experience I've had.
Wait. So when you say swim fan, do you mean like an actual fan or just a human?
Like, you know the girl, I think her name's Erica Christensen. She's like the lead character and she's the psycho bitch that's after the guy that has the girlfriend. Do you remember this movie? Am I psycho?
No, I literally just watched it with the pool scene. I saw the whole thing.
I told you, I was telling Mimi, you got to watch Swim Fan if you're in a relationship.
It's like a cult classic for like the Gone Girl genre.
Yes, it's great.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah, everyone, you should watch it if you haven't watched Swim Fan, you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Works wonders.
So what was your Swim Fan experience?
My Swim Fan experience was actually with an ex-boyfriend. I dated this adorable surfer, but it was like fun, you know? It was like, let's just hook up and have some fun.
Light
and fluffy. He took it way too seriously. He was outside my house when I was moving. Then I caught him on the moving truck when I put my stuff in it, and he actually transported himself in the moving truck to the new house. I wasn't driving it. I was following in my car behind. It was Swim Fanny.
Wait, did you live with him?
No.
Oh, my God. So he parked outside your place, hid in a ficus or a bush or whatever, and then crawled into the fucking U-Haul and was, like, smelling all your things?
It was Swim Fanny. I think that's pretty Swim Fanny, right?
That is... Okay. I mean, I kind of had a story, but that's, like, way... That's pretty aggressive.
What's your story?
I dated this guy. I was really young and impressionable and stupid as fuck, and I dated this older guy who just... He was so in love with me and obsessed with me and took me... Like, the fact that I wasn't, like, eating in a dorm room cafeteria, I thought I was living the life. So I was like, this is so fun. He takes me to, like, wherever, you know? So I, you know, probably led him on a little bit. He took it so seriously. He was, like, ready to, like, child bride me.
This is way pre-Andrew.
This is way... Yeah, not so pre-Andrew, but, like, maybe, like, a couple... Like, a year and a half.
So where did you and Andrew meet and how long ago?
We met 5.5 years ago. My best friend, childhood friend, Dan, went to college with Andrew and set us up.
How did he know that you would like each other?
I think it was just kind of like coincidence. We were out at a bar and he saw Andrew and he was like, do you want to meet that guy? And I was like, yeah.
Because you were like really into him. You saw a picture and you were like, yes.
I was like, hot as fuck. So I was like, what do you fucking think?
I like Andrew because he's like quiet confidence. You can tell on Snapchat. This is all based on Snapchat, by the way. I've never actually met Andrew.
You have to meet him. You'll love him. Everyone likes him. It's so annoying.
That is annoying.
Ugh, God. Like, I'm no matter what, it's always my fault. He could like full-blown Ike Turner me and it would be my fault. It'd be like, what did you do? You must
Andrew.
Have broke him. You put too much pressure. I'm like, shut the fuck up. He really is so nice.
When are you guys getting married?
May.
Okay. So you're doing a May spring wedding.
Yeah. But we're going to be in Palm Springs, so it's still going to be hot as balls.
That'll be fun, though. Palm Springs is great.
Yeah.
It's just far enough.
Totally. So I'm trying to, like, alienate some, like, family members.
Perfect.
And people. It's really hard.
I don't think it's that hard. I'll tell you why.
You're getting married like soonish, yeah?
I'm getting married soonish. I haven't done one thing. I just got my dress like 2 days
ago.
Because
like last time I saw you, you like still hadn't done anything and I was freaking out. That was like a couple months ago.
I haven't done anything.
What's going to happen? Are you going to like fucking grab some tortillas and shredded cheese and just start whipping up quesadillas on the beach? I don't understand.
Pretty much. We're not doing the whole filet salmon amuse bouche thing. Like definitely not doing that. We're going for more of like chips and salsa and guacamole and drunk food.
So you're like cool bride.
What kind
of bride are you?
I don't give a fuck bride. Can we cuss?
Oh, fuck yes. Cunt, fuck, shit, balls, asshole. Yeah, whatever you want.
That's the kind of bride I am. But you know what? At the last minute, I'll be literally the devil.
Right. But that's, you know what? Sometimes that's better. You just are really chill, go with the flow, and then like 24 hours out, like watch the fuck out, Exorcist, your head spinning.
Worse than Gone Girl. Have you seen Cinderella where the stepmom's making demands from bed to Cinderella with like the cat next to her? If you haven't, you got to watch the scene. That's me.
Like, wait, like Kate Blanchett Cinderella?
No, like the Cinderella, like Disney Cinderella.
I wasn't really into cartoons as a child. Is that weird? I think that makes me really fucked up.
I think you'd like Cinderella.
It's like, I'm not into digital animation. I'm like 3.5. I just like didn't like it. I was like, that's not real. It's paper.
I honestly think this scene in Cinderella is, like, very, like, you would like it. It's on brand for you.
Okay. I'm going to look it up later.
I'll send
it
to you.
Please do. Please do.
I have it in my archives.
So you have nothing planned.
Nothing planned.
Do you have invitations out?
We don't.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What month are you getting married? I want to ask you, like, I want to
In a month.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In a month. We're getting married in a month. We have saved the dates.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm a procrastinator. I'm always late. I was really happy I was on time today, but the yes. people out front made me late. So I was still 8 minutes late.
Everyone I'm in this building is on the spectrum. I told you that. I know that's rude. Don't cut it out. I don't care. It's true.
Yeah. So I'm a full-blown mess with the wedding. We'll see how it goes. And I'm just going to try to do everything last minute like I always do.
Are you going to change?
I am going to change, only because we're in Mexico and it's hot. Are you going to change?
Yeah. I'm going to change. I have a fully bedazzled, like, slutty romper being made.
Ooh, that's cute.
Long sleeve, high neck, like,
that's cute.
Fully embellished.
Really cute. That's
like,
really
hot pant, and I'm wearing...
Do you know who's doing it?
Yes.
Who? Are you not telling yet?
I'm not going to tell yet.
Okay. I can't wait to hear all the details.
I'll tell you later, though.
You can tell me later.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see, like, your wedding and how it's going to go down. Is it going to be on brand?
I hope so. I mean, it's very, like, I'm not into all the bridey shit.
Like, what do you mean? Like, give me examples.
When I see mason jars, I have a physical reaction. My throat closes up. I sweat. I want to, like, punch innocent bystanders. I hate mason jars. I fucking hate burlap. I hate big balls of big, tall balls of pink flowers. I fucking hate pink. If you're getting married, why is it pink?
I agree with you. My brand is very pink, but I don't want any pink at my wedding. I want it black.
Right, because it's
funeral.
A union. Yes. It's a funeral. It's Susan's funeral.
It is. We can celebrate his funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate macaroons. Like,
ugh.
I don't want to do anything like that either.
No.
I totally feel you. Mine's going to be very, very dark, very masculine.
See, mine's going to be super gay.
If
that
love
makes
it.
Sense. No, you know what I mean? Like, everything is, like, sharp and acrylic.
Love
and,
it.
Like, it looks like Kanye West and Liberace, like, got together and decided to, like, throw a wedding.
So do you have a wedding planner?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And she's fabulous. Shout out to Jackie Sheen.
Ooh.
She's like, oh, God, she's fantastic.
Okay, so how many people are you doing at your wedding?
I'm trying not to have more than 150.
That's good. Ours is 50 people.
You're so lucky. Do you understand? If I wanted 50 people, I would have, like, I couldn't. My family alone is, like, 85.
Would your family members be mad if they weren't all invited?
Oh, my God. It would be, yes. Do you know what Jewish guilt is like? There's no way you're Jewish with that hair.
No, explain it. No, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
Explain it. Like, what's Jewish guilt?
It's like... worse than Catholic guilt. It's worse than Italian guilt. It's just like, you didn't invite. I could be dead. Who knows? Like, my grandma used to say to Andrew, she'd say, I hope you're proposing soon. I'm not getting any younger. I'd love to live to see my granddaughter walk down the aisle, but you might want to get on that. Like literally saying, like, I'm going to die before you. And it worked. So.
Are we talking fourth cousins, though, coming to the wedding?
Third cousins.
Okay.
Because I still fucking see my third cousins all the time. Like, okay. I have relationships with my third cousin. My family's fucking nuts.
That's good, though. That's good. You have all your family coming. What about friends? What if you don't invite a friend of a friend?
No ring, no bring. That's a rule that we've instated.
What is it?
Like, if we have a friend, okay, and they're just dating someone that we've never really met or, like, met one time, they can't come.
You're surprising me. You, like, know how to, like, move around this. I feel like I need to sit and talk with you on
you
what
do.
To do.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Like, if you don't know, this is my rule. If I don't have someone's cell phone number, they're not invited.
Love it. Okay.
Isn't that genius?
Yeah, that's a good one. Someone called me the other day and asked if their girlfriend could go, and I've met the girlfriend for 2 minutes.
No.
But then I look like the bitch.
That's okay.
Ugh.
Send him to me.
I will. That's a great
one. Say, I'll have my assistant, Jackie,
yeah, great.
Handle it, and I'll be like, bitch, you ain't invited. Okay?
I love it. I think this is the most I've talked about my wedding the entire time I've planned it in the last 3 years.
Do you feel like we're figuring anything out? Maybe
yeah.
I could be your wedding planner.
I'm learning a lot of different things. Maybe I shouldn't go with the theme I'm going with. Maybe I should. I like yours, the gold, the loud. That's cute.
Yeah, it's like, it's super gay. That's what I keep saying. I'm like, I want it to look like a gay wedding.
That's cute. And the wedding planner gets it.
Totally gets it. Like, sharp, no children allowed.
And Andrew's down.
Super down. Yeah, loves it.
Great.
He's like, these are great, babe. I'm like, fuck, you don't even care, but it's fine.
Is he helping?
No.
Yeah, neither is Michael. Michael goes, oh, I'm so tired. I just got off a half an hour conference call. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I've done the whole entire thing.
Do you really want him to help?
No, but that's how I am. I don't want him to help, but I do. You know?
I get what you're saying. Andrew keeps saying, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. I'll help you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do? By the time I sit down and explain, like, anything to you, I could have done it 17 times over.
You guys live in Calabasas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you drive up here every time? I think your house looks so cute on Snapchat. Doesn't that sound stalkery? I do.
No, thank you.
Very, very chic.
Thank you.
A little Kardashian, too, because I feel like maybe
it's Calabasas. It's just like something in the air out there.
Yeah.
It could be. It could be.
I need to come visit you because I want to go to Health Net to get one of those salads.
One of those huge-ass salads in a fucking big bowl.
Yeah, that's all I want.
We're going to do it. We're going to take a field trip. You're going to love it.
Okay.
I've been there once, and I had a tuna sandwich. I didn't get the salad because I don't fuck with salad.
It looks pretty good with that green mango iced tea they always drink.
Let's talk about your body.
Oh, okay.
Just sharp segue. That's what I do.
Sharp segue.
That's what I do. Okay, so everyone was tweeting me, be like, how does she stay so hot and skinny? Tell me her secrets. So why don't you tell me? Because, like, you drink, you have a fun time, you're out on the town, I see you eating at restaurants. How do you stay like this? Like, what is going on? Because you don't know what the fuck I got going on under this top, but it's not great.
I feel like I should be asking you.
No.
I work out a lot. I am not super naturally skinny. Like, I'm not, like, a twig. I'm not one of those Instagram models.
I love that you say that, because when people say, like, I'm just – and it's hard because to a degree, I am a naturally thinner person, but everything jiggles. I wave, and you could get smacked with my arm fat.
I don't believe you. You look so thin to me.
Well,
In the best way possible.
That's really sweet, but, like – to be honest, like, I'm not going to post a photo of me looking like Kirstie Alley circa 2012. I'm not going to do that. Like, everything, you know what I mean? There's a reason that my bikini pictures, they're far and few in between. When I'm like, if I've had like a massive case of diarrhea, which doesn't happen very often, it's great, right?
Yes, I love a good case of diarrhea.
It's quite nice.
I tell Mimi to lick my cup when she's sick.
Love that.
Yeah. It works great.
It works great. And then I'll take a picture so I can commemorate, because it's so infrequent.
No bloat. None.
I'm constantly bloated.
You know, I will say you work out as much as you can work out. No one wants to hear that.
Just don't like exercise? Like, I really can't do it. Like, I tried this week. I was like, I'm going to get Tracy Anderson arms. I'm going to be a fucking supermodel by May. I did the elliptical for 10 minutes, and I thought that I was going to be hospitalized.
So you really hate exercise?
Like, I really do hate it. Like, I feel like I hate it more than everyone else says they hate it. I don't like to sweat.
What about yoga? And I know what you're going to say.
No,
like,
I
listened to your podcast, so I know what you're going to say. I'm sure you're like, yoga is not your vibe. But
I feel like I'm not doing anything. And I took a class, and the teacher was wearing linen pants, and he squatted over my face and gave me a neck rub, and I opened my eyes, and his testicles were literally – I was being – forehead teabagged.
It's worse, like, when it's, like, super hot and sweaty and the balls are, like, sticking to the leg and you can see it. And there's, like,
I swear to God, I saw the – I, like, with the light illuminating his white linen pants, I could see his low-hanging ball sack, and it was touching my forehead.
Okay, well, if you hate exercise, I would just say walk everywhere. The biggest thing that puts weight on me, and no one wants to hear this, is alcohol.
Okay, well, that's, like,
as we sip our champagne.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking for 3 weeks. This is the first time I've drank in 3 weeks. And I immediately drop. So alcohol is huge, unfortunately. If you're going to drink vodka soda.
Ugh, I don't like vodka soda. But I like dirty martinis. Is that okay?
That's good. Dirty martinis are great, but the only thing is it bloats your stomach, which sucks. Because it's salt. It sucks. It all sucks. I feel like I can't compromise, like, my margarita. I love a margarita.
Yeah.
Portion, honestly, like, I don't really, I'm not, like, a fitness fanatic. There's a lot of bloggers out there that are, like, fanatics about fitness. I'm just kind of, like, go with the flow. I try to work out every day. I try not to.
You do the right thing.
I try.
Right.
But, I mean, I drink. Like, I definitely love carbs. I love pasta.
I love pasta Mimi knows. So much.
Yeah, I mean, pasta is my favorite thing ever. So,
me too.
But, again, I'm not, like, a stick. So
no, you have, like, a hot body.
I feel like it's Kardashian-y. Maybe not. Maybe
no, no, because the Kardashians have big fat asses. And I'm sorry, I know that having a fat ass is like so in, but I want everyone to just fast forward like 25 years. You're going to be a 55-year-old, 65-year-old woman with a big fat ass. You're going to look like a little weebly, and it's not cute because it doesn't matter. You can keep plumping that shit up. It's going to fall.
Is that an implant or like, are they injecting something?
Something is in, it's baffling to me that they're still not acknowledging that they're at, not all of them, but like Kylie.
Fake.
That is a fake ass.
Chloe, and, fake, right?
I don't know.
Kim is fake.
Right? I don't know. I don't care. I get a little grossed out when I see it.
It's a big ass. I mean, not like a fat way either. It just looks almost cartoony.
It looks cartoony, and like seeing that thing back up on you, like I would run.
That's a lot of guys like it.
Guys love a fat ass.
A lot of
Sammy's our engineer/producer is saying no.
Sammy does not like a fat ass. He's shaking his head. Like,
Sammy's not into the fat ass.
He's giving himself whiplash. How hard he's shaking his head. He's not into the fat ass.
I don't like it either. It freaks me. I'm like, what am I going to do with it? I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. Why would I be doing anything with someone's ass? This is getting weird. Speaking of fat asses, I love this story. You know Amber Rose?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I don't know. What does Amber Rose do besides, she dated Kanye West, but I'm not entirely certain. Is she a model?
She did the slut walk.
Oh, I loved that. Okay. That was her form of philanthropy.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. She walked.
Okay, she walked in like heels, right?
Yes. To empower women. I wouldn't say to empower women you would call them a slut, though. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I mean, I call people sluts, hookers, but like as terms of endearment, but I don't mean it like I call my grandma Gloria a slut.
I love that more than life. That's so amazing.
Every time she calls me, I go, hi, slut.
I bet she loves it.
She loves it.
You need to get her on the podcast more.
You know what? I have to trick her into coming on because she gets stage fright. And, like, if she knows that she's coming on, she does, like, bits. Like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen because she's so naturally funny. But when I get her here, she's, like, trying to be, like, an elegant grandmother. And I'm like, you are, like, you flip me off. You call me a bitch. You told me I looked like an old whore when we went wedding dress shopping. That's like, amazing. Stop trying to act like you're fucking, you know, Grace Kelly over here.
Like, you need, relax. Like, a candid camera on her.
I try all the time, and she, like, she's keen on it. Some people have, like, recognized her, and it makes her whole life.
What did they say? Are you the bitch Bible's grandma?
Yeah, are you Grandma Gloria?
She loves that.
Oh, I mean, it was like she came alive. Like, she was just like, oh, my God, stop it. And she always thinks people are flirting with her, and I'm like, how do I put this politely? You're fucking 86 years old. He doesn't want to fuck you, Grandma. I'm like, relax.
We should get her to go on the slut walk next year, and we should all go on it with Leo.
Every walk is a slut walk when you're Grandma Gloria, okay? She brings every party she goes to, she refuses to not wear heels, and she keeps like a little pair of roll-up Prada flats in her bag.
Chic. Very Heather Dubrow.
So Heather Dubrow. And then she'll leave the party holding her heels, and I'm like, you look
amazing.
Like a whore.
I think I'll take a tip from that and do that.
You should do it.
Yeah. We should. So the slut walk, Amber Rose, she just did this like whole get together where all these girls walked.
How empowering.
They walked out the morning after. No,
right. Exactly. They just went from the guy that they went out with in their bandage dresses.
Right, straight. Oh, yeah.
And just kept on walking down Burton Way.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess that was her thing that she's famous for, right?
No, because that was like last year, and people like knew who she was before then. I don't really know. She got paid $8 million to go like do something. She has a talk show, and she's saying that she's on Dancing with the Stars now.
Okay.
She said she was body shamed by Julianne Hough.
How so?
I'm going to tell you. Listen to this. This is her quote. Last night was like they did the commentary and like it was a point in the dance where I had to lift my leg up and Max dipped me and Julianne said, oh, I'm uncomfortable. And instantly I felt I was body shamed.
I feel like
okay, first of all, that grammar, that was not me. I swear to God, that was a direct quote and I read it twice. Yeah, so she was body shamed because she was acting like she was doing slutty dance moves and Julianne said she felt uncomfortable. Get over yourself. Ugh.
No one cares.
No one fucking cares. I don't even care. I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
I feel like there's a lot of celebrities that think everyone cares and I just feel like they blow it up to get attention.
It's just been a slow news week, so they, like, you know, they get a, some type of press coverage, and it's stupid.
And she dated Kanye, whatever his name is, Weezy, Yeezy.
Yeezus, who fucking, I mean, God, he's such an asshole. I kind of love him, though.
I know, in, like, the best way possible, because he's such an asshole.
He really is. He's just, like, he has Asperger's.
Yeah, there's something going on
and that's
there.
Not a bad thing to say because, I mean, look at Rain Man. He did well for himself.
There's something going on there with him.
If, like, Rain Man went to Fit'em, that's Kanye West.
Did he go to Fit'em?
No,
he
I don't know.
He thinks he did, though. He thinks he did.
He, like, went to, I don't know. He was an apprentice for some big designer or couture. I don't know what the fuck he did. I mean, the clothes to me, I've said this a million times, it looks like Jodie Sawyer partnered up with Derelict and did like a weird dance Spanx line. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, I don't
looks
think
like shapewear.
Cute. I will say though, when bloggers Instagram them, they get like 6 million comments, which is interesting.
What, for like Yeezus sneakers?
Like when a blogger like does like a whimsical shot on like a white sheet with like the shoes like slightly untied.
Right.
They get, like, so many comments, which is interesting.
I should try doing that.
Try doing it, I'm telling you.
My Instagram is a little aggressive. I've known, you know, like, you look like, your Instagram is so pretty.
You know what?
You know what I like about it? Because it's pretty and fluffy, but, like, you're, like, a cool-ass girl. You're not, like, a weirdo. You know what I mean?
I'm just, like, OCD when it comes to the way things look.
The aesthetic is beautiful it being, like, nauseating. Do you
sometimes
know what I mean?
Sometimes it can be nauseating. Like, sometimes, like the rings are, like, cascaded a little, like, too. Like,
see, I try to do that stuff, though. Like, it's not like I'm not trying. It's people think that I'm just, like, the anti, and, like, I don't do that sort of thing. I try, and it doesn't fucking work.
That's okay, though. You have your own brand that works for you.
I mean, I've tried to, like, perfectly align my cup and the flowers with a candle, and, like, it always looks fucked up. Like, I always fuck it up.
You know what? I think the facade of perfection is going out, though.
Is it?
Yeah. People are sick of it. They want to see the real shit. They want to see the behind the scenes. They don't want to see, you know, everything's so perfect and flawless.
Well, I feel that way, but, like, for myself, I would like it to look a little more flawless.
I think your Instagram's great. It's entertaining.
It's not gorgeous, but it's interesting.
Leo's is pretty good. His feed is on fleek.
Leo is, I mean, look at him right now. I hope he's alive. Leo, I've been through enough. Are you, Leo, treats? Like, nothing. He's here. He shit himself last time he was in this office, and it caused quite a problem. So
his vest looks like a North Face.
Yeah, he's prepping for London. I ordered him boots.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Like real boots.
Real boots. Everyone, just in case you were wondering, Leo is now a legal service animal.
Amazing.
Not fraudulent. I ordered some weird vest from like China.
I have that.
Do you?
Yeah, okay.
But
dog.
It still works.
It works, but people roll their eyes.
Oh, totally.
But sometimes you have to take the dog on a plane or, you have to do certain things with the dog.
Right.
I've brought the dog in the hospital, too. The dog has come in the hospital. So it's not – so they're doing services. They're making people feel better.
Right.
So it makes sense, right?
I mean, they make me – I literally could not live without Leo. He is my best friend, and I know that makes me sound like a raging psycho.
No, I don't think that's psycho at all.
I am Leo's – I'm his swim fan.
I love that more than life. My dog's name is T. Boone Pickens.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like the billionaire, and he has a huge penis.
Really?
I've never seen bigger.
And he said, don't you have a chihuahua?
Two chihuahuas.
And he's a huge
Which is
dick.
Very Paris Hilton of me, but honestly, I love chihuahuas. He's a huge dick.
Wow. Do they yap, though, chihuahuas?
They do, but they don't when it's just me and them,
so
I don't
care
about.
You look
at them,
you keep eye contact, you say, shut the fuck up.
That's what you do.
That's what
exactly
I do to Leo. Well, he doesn't really make a lot of noise. He's like, he's very comatose. I worry about him sometimes that he has something wrong with him, but ignorance is bliss, and I just, like, don't want to take him to the vet. Leo, look alive. Dream big.
Bat an eyelash.
Be your best self.
He's so cute, though.
He's so cute. I'm going to beat the shit out of him one day, I swear to God.
Is he going to the wedding?
He is in the wedding.
Is he the ring bearer?
No, but he's just like in it. He's my maid of honor.
Love it.
I'm just kidding. Not really, but how amazing would that be?
I don't have a maid of honor or a bridesmaid, so you're a step ahead of me.
You're not doing any of that?
No. It's too much.
I got to tell you, that's kind of nice.
Oh, it's so nice. The girls that are coming to the wedding know that they would be bridesmaids, like yada, yada, yada. You get it. You know?
Right, totally.
It's too much.
I have 9 and 2 boys.
I love the boys, though.
Yeah.
That'll diffuse the energy. Do they get to go to the Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you need.
I wanted to do, like, a joint bachelor-bachelorette, but Andrew's like, no.
Why?
Because I go to bed at, like, 9:30, and I just feel like it's not – I'm going to be like, Andrew, bring me a martini. Like, it won't be fun.
I actually hired two PIs for Michael's bachelorette – or bachelor party, because he's going to Montreal. So Mimi on her Slack list right now has to order two PIs. They're going to look different, too.
That's so fun.
I know. I just want to make sure, you know, nothing's going on. I want to see pictures and, like, I was there.
Oh, my God. That's a I'm going to do the same exact thing. Will you send me the contact info?
Sure, but it's in Montreal. Where is he going?
I have no idea.
When he plans, let me know. We have a couple PIs in different areas.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Have you ever really hired a private investigator?
No, but I really am for his bachelor party.
I feel like I could be a private investigator.
Yeah, maybe you should go to Montreal and pretend like you're a stripper.
It's my I mean, I could probably pull that off.
Like, you could go.
With a few clip-in hair extensions. I have a really bad weave right now, so I feel like I could do that.
It does not look like you're wearing extensions at all.
Well, I use the term weave wrong. Weave, I mean, like, color. Like highlights.
Oh, your hair looks great.
Do you wear extensions?
I wear extensions all the time, clip-ins, but I'm not wearing extensions right now.
Oh, you have clip... Yeah, I used to have extensions all the time, and then, like, sometimes I would think it would be funny, like, late at night to, like, whip them out and throw them and, you know?
Oh, yeah. I used to attach them to Michael's boxers when he was sleeping. Like, that's the best.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. Or if you're just, like, in an argument, and you're like, oh, I swear to God, and then you just rip them out. Like, oh, you're God, a valet and it's taking too long.
I am so doing that.
They're like,
such a
get
good idea.
This bitch her car. She's gonna fucking kill me. Fantastic.
I love that. That's amazing.
Did you know that Kate Hudson is recording an album? Let that sink in. How do you feel about that?
Like, singing?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I've noticed that celebrities everywhere kind of are trying to do everything. Have you noticed that?
Like, yeah.
You always talk about Goopy.
Ugh. The Goopy thing, I can't do it. Like, pick a lane. You know what I mean? You've already gotten so lucky being able to make millions of dollars doing what you love, what so few get to do, and you get to walk red carpets. And
date Brad Pitt?
And date Brad Pitt and live the fucking dream. Now you're going to start, like, just enjoy that. Like, let's not be greedy and take up coveted spots for other people who are struggling to break in.
It's amazing how she's, like, built an empire. It's awesome. But it seems like celebrities are trying to do everything as opposed to, like, one thing. And I'm a big believer on really, like, doubling down on your strengths. So
right.
That she's recording an album, to me, I would think, like, I like her movies.
Right.
Maybe she's a good singer, though. I don't know.
You can Google it, actually. She performed Nothing Compares to You. I think it was Prince, but I prefer the Sinead O'Connor version. No offense. R.I.P. But speaking of Gone Girl, if you ever want to see, like, a real inspirational, crazy shit, look at the Sinead O'Connor music video for Nothing Compares to You. She's bald. She's staring into a camera for the entirety of the video, and she just has, like, this one slow tear trickling down. It's unfucking believable. It's real creepy shit.
Very Lauren Conrad.
Very Elsie.
Yeah, you got to add that to Slack so I can watch that.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's actually one of my karaoke songs.
That's amazing. You should have her on the show.
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, give her a call.
She's a little out there.
I feel like I might be able to book her.
I think you should. She did the gnarliest Facebook post I've ever seen in my life.
I think my friend, Ruthann, is friends with her on Facebook.
You should get her on here. It'd really? Be amazing.
What was it about? Is she a lesbo?
I don't think it was about that. It was about something just with
just
the music industry.
I want a lesbian friend. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know. I feel like her coming on here, though, would just be amazing. Like,
it would be super weird.
You should book her.
You know who was supposed to come on?
I heard this through your Twitter.
Yeah. See, I do this all the time. I like to announce guests because I like to put the pressure on because...
That's smart.
I mean, I would like... It's not really putting... I just assume everyone's going to show up. I don't know why. So, like... Yesterday afternoon, the guy Luke, who was supposed to be the bachelor that got fired, like apparently like on his way to the fucking airport, was supposed to come in here and he canceled because he's a pussy. And this is the problem. Maybe he's not a pussy. Maybe he's a nice guy, but maybe his management was just scared or whatever. They thought this was like inappropriate and like bad for his brand.
You know what?
You know what's worse for his brand? Not showing up and then now allowing me to talk shit about him.
Yeah, I just think he can come on here and still be his brand. Like, right. It's not going to hurt his brand because he's talking to you.
Right.
What brand? What's his last name?
Exactly. I literally don't know. And that's I'm like, what is his brand? Lightwash denim and fucking rejection?
I actually can't even picture what he looks like. You need to get Chad on here.
You know what? I've put it out there. He called me a six.
I know. I saw that. That was really rude. You're not a six.
And he said that I had a wiener.
A wiener?
A wiener. Not even a penis. He wrote wiener, which is just, ugh. Like, Chad, please. I feel sorry for you.
Okay.
If I had a wiener, it would be bigger than you, and I'd probably... Never mind. I'm not gonna finish that sentence.
Honestly, that's such a, like, immature low blow, though. You have a wiener?
Oh, like, ooh, burn. Yeah, maybe I do. Metaphorically, I totally have a wiener, and I have huge balls.
Yeah, Chad, I actually never watched Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise until you.
Oh my God, no. I'm so happy.
I did not get it. It's very, to be honest with you, it's very bridal to me. Let me tell you how.
Okay.
It's very like, I feel like everyone watches it and everyone's into the whole bridal thing. I know that sounds weird.
No, I get it.
Like, it's just very like, it's almost like,
it's like, oh my God, we're in love. We're getting married. It's been 2 weeks. I'm like, you don't even know
exactly
him.
Exactly. It's fake.
It's a little phony baloney.
But I started watching it.
Okay. Who's your favorite?
I watched Bachelor in Paradise.
Let's talk about Lace.
Okay, Lace, like, yeah, Lace is cuckoo, but the one that was Evan.
Oh, yes, yes.
He faked his death for love.
I mean, hero. And they're still together.
Are they really?
I think so. And I feel like they're the most solid couple, which is the scariest thing of all time.
He's an erectile dysfunctional specialist,
yeah.
If Andrew or Michael went to him and saw that that was their erectile dysfunctional specialist, how do you, like,
they'd be like, I'm good. He's like, I'm just going to take a look at your genitals now.
Let me pull out the tweezers.
I feel like he's always whispering and he's got a side bang and it's just like so, so feminine.
Are you sure he's not an actor?
I have no idea, but he's like, I Instagram stalked him. He's got like a Lamborghini or something.
Okay, so.
Lots of limp dicks in Portland or wherever he's from.
Okay, I was in shock. I watched it for 2 days. My mouth was on the floor. I could not believe the desperation. Not to be mean, but everyone was
be
so
mean. It's okay. This is
concerned
welcome
about winning. Like, and I get it. I get it. But they're willing to take anything.
Mm.
I mean, I think they almost would have. They would have taken Leo.
Hey, I mean, Leo is a better catch than any of those
way
guys on the fucking
Evan
show. Look at him. He's fucking hot.
He is hot. And wait, so what's cute the sounds?
He
I'm sure you've
have,
talked about
he
this.
He doesn't have a big penis, but it's substantial.
It's girthy.
It's girthy, and I must say, I cannot even tell you how, like, I think it's so cute.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm going to show you later. I love every part of him. I kiss his teeth. I kiss his tuss.
What's his tuss?
I don't kiss his penis, but maybe, I don't know. I love him. I think he's the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Every ounce of him.
Okay, but can I just ask
side
one
note
question about Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people have asked this on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the noises that one guy makes?
Josh.
I don't get it.
It is upsetting. It's unfortunate and it's disgusting and he needs to stop. And I find him in his spiky hair. Any guy that is still spiking their hair and wears like board shorts past your knee,
we got to do something new.
They need to be exiled.
I agree. I don't understand the noises. I don't understand the pizza too. Have you noticed there's a pizza in each episode?
Yeah, there was a pizza. He was like, the whole cinematography of that show needs a Golden Globe. It was fucking the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
I've never seen anything like that show. I could not believe it.
Do you watch Southern Charm?
I dabble because of you.
Okay. You have to watch Southern Charm.
Really?
I honestly think it could be one of my favorite shows on Bravo.
Why?
Because it's just like an altered universe. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm from LA, so I'm completely fascinated by the lifestyle, like the Southern lifestyle. And I love their commitment to like not diversifying. I'm so into it. They're all like Southern bales
makes
and
sense
boys and like, there's no blacks, there's no Jews, there's one gay.
There's one gay.
There's one gay.
Which one's gay?
I forget his name.
Okay,
he's a fire crotch.
Is your favorite? Your favorite, I'm going to assume, is the older woman with the caftan, and she's in the closet drinking the vodka.
Totally obsessed with her.
What's her? Patricia.
Patricia.
Okay.
Obsessed with her. I'm kind of obsessed with all of them, to be honest. It's the only show where I can look at the cast as a whole, and I'm obsessed with each and every cast member.
Better than any Real Housewives.
New York is pretty intense. I mean, Real Housewives of New York is a reason for living. It's unfucking believable.
I totally agree with you. I think it's the best.
Countess Luann. First of all, I love Sonia Morgan so much. I am obsessed with her. Like, in a way I'll never be able to explain. I love Ramona.
Yeah, Ramona's amazing. You need to get her on the podcast. She will come on.
I want to. I'm obsessed with her.
Ramona's amazing.
Ramona's amazing. Countess Luann.
She's, no, you know what she did? She was, like, she was getting cut from the show, and they were like, you're a side friend.
Right,
and then
right,
all of a sudden, she revved it up.
Oh, she revved it so up. Remember when she was, like fucking that Johnny Depp guy in St. Bart's?
He was kind of cute, though.
He was, I would do the same. I would totally do the same.
Yeah, she's had a presence this season. Bethany's gone crazy.
Bethany's lost it a little bit. She's lost her mind.
A little bit.
There's apparently all these rumors of, like, her and Andy Cohen having beef.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if she still has a SiriusXM show on Radio Andy.
She does. I mean, she's definitely crushing it in the entrepreneurial way. But
do you follow her on Snapchat? It's really painful.
I don't.
She does this thing. I don't like it when people sing into their Snapchat, unless they're being funny.
Can we just talk about what we don't like on Snapchat for
a minute? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm over the crown.
Oh, the
Coachella. We've seen it at the thing.
Yeah, the floral wreath. I'm done with it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, maybe you have to do it for 1 second.
Right.
The whole entire time, people do it 20 times a day. I can't deal.
No. I can't do it either. And the puppy ears, like.
Oh, shit. I did the puppy ears last night.
That's okay.
I do it when I'm not wearing makeup. But the crown is a little too much. What else?
I don't look good in that wreath, that golden wreath with the frosted lip. Why is it giving you a frosted lip?
I don't know. That's so weird.
That's so Kim D.
Yeah, it is very Kim D. Very Kim D.
I'm not into a frosted lip, and I actually don't like matte. I'm not into a matte lip either.
I don't blame you. It kind of washes, like, whoever's wearing it out.
It's crusty.
Yeah, I don't like when people sing on Snapchat. I need some type of value. So I try to just follow like people that are really funny,
mm-hmm.
where I'm going to laugh, or they're telling me something.
I need content and information.
100%.
Like, just, like, looking at, like, my, like, face. And I love when people do the, like, when they're blatantly just trying to show off how pretty they look by, like, doing some, like, funny, like, oh, I'm a puppy. Look, I have a tongue, but I happen to look flawless, and here are my tits.
And I just got my makeup done by my entire glam squad, and my hair is done, and I went to Dry Bar, and my eyebrows have been tinted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I get, because, like, I don't really turn it out that often. I'm, like, pretty – I'm very, very bad with, like, hair and makeup and, like – I look like a slob 90% of the time. I really do. The fact that I'm wearing pants right now, this is a sign of respect for you.
Thank you. You could have worn pajamas. I don't care.
Because I wear workout clothes. I wear leggings. I wear sneakers. I don't wear heels. Like, I'm horrible at it. And I used to be amazing at it. And then I don't give a fuck anymore. I can't do it.
It's exhausting. Everything, the upkeep. I mean, I came in here with a piece of bacon in my purse.
This is true. You literally pulled out a piece of bacon in your purse.
I'm a mess. I'm all over the place. I'm running late.
You're getting married in a month, and you don't even have invitations. I get you. I feel like we're kindred. I totally understand.
I'm just always a full-blown mess all the time.
But that's why you're marrying Susan, because he's very anal.
He's very, very, very anal. He's very specific. He has everything planned. He's always on time. I need someone like that.
Do you ever just, like, go through his closet and just, like, mess everything up?
He's not anal about that. He's more anal about the way his hair looks.
Okay, got it.
If we're on time. And he's a talker. He likes to talk.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to just weigh it out. Like, a lot of men, you know, they just want to, like, clear their head. So
totally.
Sometimes I'll, like, fall asleep when he's talking. I actually mastered how to fall asleep with my eyes open.
Really? Do you, like,
I'll teach you how.
Please teach me how. I mean, Andrew doesn't really do that, but, like, he always wants me to listen to, like, his music and stuff. And I'm like, ugh.
No, it gets a lot.
He's like, I just, you know, you got a great ear. And I know he's lying to me. He's just trying to, like, make me feel involved, and he has little to talk about. You know, after a certain amount of years, you just don't have that many things to fucking talk about.
Which is why you have to marry someone that's your friend, because after a long time, companionship's key. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to have chemistry, and you got to have companionship.
He calls me. He's in London. He's been in London for the past 3 weeks. And, like,
that's nice, though. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I'm, like, just starting to miss him, like today.
That's perfect.
Yeah, because I'm leaving in a couple days, so I'm excited to see him. But, you know, like, we talk on the phone, and it's, like, we don't really have that much to talk about. I'm like, so how was like your session? How's so-and-so? What did you have for dinner? What's the weather like? I'm like, is it cold? And I'm like, oh my God, we're talking about the weather.
When you're talking about the weather, you know it's gone south, but it's okay. I mean, I talk about the weather all the time.
I'm scrapping here. I'm not with him. We don't have anybody to talk about.
It's okay. And also social media. I'm sure like if he has Snapchat, you're like seeing what he's doing.
He doesn't.
He doesn't have Snapchat.
No, he has no Snapchat. He had an Instagram. It's basically just people hacking on it. He has not an active Instagram, doesn't go on Facebook. He's very anti-social media.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Doesn't it make him kind of a psycho?
No, I think that's amazing. I think if a guy has no social media, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah, like you don't want to date someone that had...
Or he has secrets.
Oh,
Sammy has no social media? Oh, elegant.
Is Sammy single?
Nice. Sammy. we'll figure that out later.
I think no social media is awesome. For a guy.
For a guy.
Yeah, it's hot. It's like, what, you want like some guy that's like flexing in the mirror? Like,
No. I would verbally assault that person.
Chad. Like Chad is everything Chad. That you don't want on social media.
He's the worst.
I actually feel bad for Chad, though.
I do, too. He's just like a broken little vagina man.
Yeah, he's a little vagina.
It's like, dude, like, you think, how do you have an ego? No, but literally, you've gotten kicked off. You had to go on a show first to try to find someone to date you. And then you were kicked off twice. Everyone's laughing at you.
And can we talk about how he told Chris Harrison to go drink a mimosa?
Oh, I love, like, oh, burn. Burn, bitch. Like, you have a wiener. Oh, that hurts so bad. How will I sleep tonight? A cast off from Bachelor in Paradise says I have a penis. Not even using correct terminology. Okay, so the reason I brought up Southern Charm, because I have to get this out. Catherine, the redhead, is not coming back.
That's a mistake.
She's a swim fan.
But she's in the best way.
Oh, in the best way. I mean, that
almost feel bad for her.
I mean, she got pregnant twice.
That's so gnarly.
It is so gnarly, okay? Two babies, that's Thomas Ravenel. I love him, T-Rev. Obsessed with him.
So he is very wealthy, correct?
You know what? I guess so. I think it's hard to say. I don't know, but I do know that I went to Charleston. And I was in an Uber, and we were crossing the bridge, and I said, what is this bridge? This is so – and they said, it's the Ravenel Bridge. And I freaked the fuck out. I go, oh, my God, like Thomas Ravenel? And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I don't know. And I got very excited, and then I did a little research, and it's his family's bridge. It's a very big bridge.
Yeah, so I think he has family money. But you know, she did that on purpose, maybe, kind of, to get pregnant twice.
I mean, yeah. Baby trapping is a real thing. I would do it, given – I would baby trap.
The economy sucks.
It's rough times, guys. It's hard out here for a podcaster. I would baby trap. There's someone. Maybe like, God, David Beckham's pretty hot.
Oh, he's so hot. You know who the hottest is, though? Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't watch the show, but I...
Oh, you got to watch that show. Actually,
no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it a time period piece? I don't do that.
Yeah, and also it's not Southern Charmy, so I don't know if you'd like
it. I own this about myself. I consider myself, like, kind of smart, like, on a scale of 1 to Stephen Hawking. I think I hover at, like, a 6.8. Like, I'm not a genius, but I'm also not on this... Like, I'm not a fucking idiot.
You're socially extremely smart. I don't know about, like, school smart, because I don't know, but no, honestly, socially smart, I'd give you a 10.
I don't know about social... I don't know about that.
Really?
Not so... I mean, because I used to think I was really good at, like, gauging people and, like, what I could get away with, and I, to a degree, am, but sometimes I like to, like, throw little curveballs and just see how people react, and it doesn't always, you know, fare well for me.
What if you have someone on the podcast, you don't have to mention names, that's, like, that's not getting it?
Oh, do you know how many times this is? I think even Tyronda Jones from Empire, I think she was a little freaked out by me. That was last week's episode.
Okay, so what
scared.
Do you do?
I just keep going. At that point,
do
I just
they ever
keep going.
Say stop?
No, but a lot of people want a lot of shit cut out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say, but I've had a lot of people that need things cut out. And it wasn't even things they were saying. It was things that I was saying, and they were like, didn't want to be affiliated.
Really?
And I was like, okay, whatever, relax.
I feel like when you're a guest as a podcast, you kind of have to go with the flow.
You just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out. It's not you saying it. I'm saying it. And I stand by everything I say.
You have a huge following. You do. Thank you. Have a huge fan base. Like, people are obsessed with
or
you.
Or they hate me, which I'm okay with. I mean, I really don't give a fuck.
Chad?
Oh, fuck him. I don't give a shit. I really...
Chad, get on our podcast. Sack up. Take the sand out of your vagina. Come on.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously. Come on. Yeah. Don't be a pussy. You've got nothing else going on. This would be the best gig you could solidify in a very long time.
She'll have a mimosa for you.
And deli meats galore.
What's deli meats? Does he eat deli meat?
Apparently. He's like all roided up. I don't know.
Okay.
By the way, Lauren brought me her book.
It's very pink, though.
I like pink.
I don't know if you like. I feel like it's very, very pink.
No, I can get down with pink because I like you and you're cool and you're not a fucking weirdo. No, I love. Oh, Love Chub? What's that?
Love Chub is about when you get in a relationship and you get comfortable and you start to gain weight.
So that's the title of my spinoff book.
Life chub.
I fluctuate like a motherfucker. I don't know what the hell. Something is definitely wrong with me, like on the inside, but I just don't go to doctors. I don't believe any of it. I just don't do it.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
What about doing a vitamin IV?
This
is my new thing.
Okay, no, tell me about it.
I hate needles more than anything, but
I'm okay with needles. Like, not in a weird, like, methy girl interrupted way, but, like, I don't mind getting shots and stuff. I have really high pain tolerance.
Okay, so you just get an IV, and it's the doctor basically tells you what you're deficient in. If you're tired, if you're exhausted, if you're
constipated,
if you have digestion issues, whatever it is, they make, like, this bag. This sounds, like, very druggy, but they make, like, this bag.
Is this legal?
It's legal.
Oh, excellent. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you do like a bag.
Even if it wasn't, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, so the bag contains like a personal IV of everything that you need.
Okay.
And it's injected into your bloodstream. And again, that sounds very druggy, but I swear to God, immediately you feel better.
How much does that cost?
I'm going to pour your champagne for you.
Thank you.
I think it's like $40, but I'm telling you.
Oh, that's good.
You feel better for 2 weeks.
Really? Should I get one before I go to London?
How do you feel? Tell me what your symptoms are. Like, everyone feels, like, tired, depressed, anxious, whatever.
I feel, like, good.
You feel perfect.
I'm one of those people that I could be walking around with, like, a serious ailment, and I would never feel it. Like, I don't see doctors. I believe in self-healing. I feel like ignorance is bliss, and I just kind of, like, keep on moving.
You know what? Whatever works for you.
I didn't shit for 9 days one time in Mexico, and I was eating enchiladas and bread and margaritas, and I just kept going because the heart wants what it wants.
Why? Were you with a guy? Like, why? What's the reason you didn't shit?
I don't know. I had something wrong with me severely.
Maybe you're just constipated. Chia seeds are so great for constipation.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Is that like an acai bowl? Did I say that right?
Acai? No. Yeah.
Are those good for you?
I feel like they're like so much sugar.
That's what I was thinking because like I had one the other day and I'm like, oh my God, I'm amazing.
No, I feel like I'd rather have a bottle of champagne than an acai bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, hello. Yeah,
I balance my diet like a checkbook. You got to pick and choose what you want.
I just want cheese and beef all the time.
That's fine. Beef's amazing.
I love
cheese
meat.
Cheese and beef is great. No, I mean, cheese, beef, whatever you want.
And acai. Carbs.
Do chia seeds. There's, like, no calories in them, and I swear to God, they expand in your stomach and just make you go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay, but what if you don't go to the bathroom?
If you don't go to the bathroom at all?
Yeah.
You might need a suppository.
What's that?
You don't know what a suppository is?
Does that go up your asshole?
I've never done this, but if you don't go to the bathroom for, like, 2 weeks, like, you might need to go to the doctor and, like, get something shoved
up. They shove something up your asshole.
Apparently.
Things don't barely come out of my asshole. I'm not – that door is closed.
Mine's locked.
Mine is deadbolt locked, like, never happening. My asshole is a very sensitive area.
Mine's too. Mine's sealed. Like nothing's going in there.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad. Let's put that out in the universe. Like, some girls are like, well, you never know. I'm like, no, I know.
No, I know.
Have you had a colonic then?
I've never had a colonic. I would, though.
You would.
Here's the thing about me. I would do a lot of different things to try it just so I can, like, share experiences. I'm not against
it. Yeah, would you
anything.
Go and then, like, let me know?
Yeah, I'm not judgmental about it. Like, I'd go do it. I go do it. I do want to try an enema. I have not done either. I need to try it.
And is an enema the same as a colonic?
I think an enema washes you out and a colonic
sucks the poo out.
One puts coffee up and one washes it out. You actually put coffee up your butt.
Up your asshole.
Yeah.
Can't you just do a handstand and shove a hose up there?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Can we test it on Leo first?
I would love to give Leo a colonic. He is the cutest little asshole I've ever seen in my life.
I love that you look at his asshole.
That's amazing. I do. It's so adorable. I can't even tell you. People are going to think I'm the weirdest person, but like me and my whole family talk like this. Like, look at him. I wish he rolled on his back so you could see his little peepee.
I can kind of see it.
It's like a little Mike and Ike.
It's so cute.
It's so, so gorgeous. Hey, Leo, I love you forever.
Leo's famous.
In my head, he's famous.
He has his own Instagram account. I tagged him today.
You did?
Yeah. I hope he gets a follower.
I hope he gets a few followers.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Wait, what is his? I don't even.
It's Leo Bitch.
Oh, that's right. I've been a little negligent.
It's okay. I feel like his last post was from a while ago.
I just like want to keep him like, you know, spicy and relevant. Mysterious. And mysterious. Yeah. Like he's just like busy jet setting or something.
He's amazing. He's very cute.
He's a cute boy. Okay, please tell everyone where they can find you and please listen to her podcast because it's really, really great and you'll love it.
We are going to have you on again.
Yes. Have me on.
We will. Susan, please. I'm going to give Susan a Xanax before.
We're gonna have you on give again. Him like, give him something else. I love Susan.
Oh, Susan. Woo. We are at iTunes, The Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast. You guys can find us. We talk about kind of like everything. You see all a medley. That's what I call it, a medley. And you could find me on Instagram at The Skinny Confidential or my blog.
TheSkinnyConfidential.com.
Yep.
There you go, girl. And follow me at Jaggy Schimmel. Give us 5 stars. Subscribe. Whatever. Send letters to say hi at TheBitchBible.com. I'm doing a Dr. Schimmel episode probably while I'm drunk and high on a plane. Okay. See you next Tuesday.